ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth Livecast. My name is Jim Case, and I am the host of the show, and I am excited that you are here, as I am excited that I am here. Before we get started, I would like to ask that if you're a regular of the show, or even if you're just tuning in for the first time, if you like the content, if you like what's going on, please like and share wherever you're viewing from. If you're on Facebook, if you're on YouTube, if you're on E360 TV, wherever you're viewing this, online, on my website, send a note, drop a line, let us know how much you like it, share it with your friends, and let everybody know we're here. Today's going to be a great show. Today, the topic of the show is called the L word. I've not jumped into this topic so thoroughly before, and I'm kind of excited to. For me, I really want all of the things that I bring to the show to resonate, but particularly to have application. I just noticed I forgot to put my tooth in this morning. What a crazy man. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. And I'm going to go grab my tooth. Crazy me. I'll be right back. Hey, good morning again. As we shift our focus, so we're going to be talking about love today. And I'm excited to talk about this because for me, it's not been a topic that I felt comfortable kind of talking about, just talking about it. I feel it. I experience it. I believe in the power of it. But I've always been kind of always leery of going into the woo-woo land of love is joy and love is peace and love is kindness. And that's all wonderful. But for me, that's not what love is. And I thought, maybe it's time to talk about it. Maybe it's time to share a little deeper experience of that. So that's what we're going to do today. And I'm really looking forward to it. But before we begin all of that, let's talk about the thing that keeps us from love, the thing that keeps us from really experiencing love to the depths of our being. And that thing is fear. And fear is something that we are entrained into. It's something that we learn and learn deeply and then begin to propagate in our own experience. And my new book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, is a tool to use to help change that relationship with fear. This book is about taking you through understanding how fear has evolved into the experience, how fear then has become a part of your experience and how you have continued that in your own life. But more importantly, I think that what the book does, and I don't think it does, I know it does, based on the feedback that I've received from lots of people who've read the book, it changes your relationship with fear, because what I've done in the process of this book is kind of take you into yourself. let you explore you, not through my concepts and words, but by taking you into your experience and letting you reflect into your own personal experience and beginning to see how you have anchored your life in fear and how you can begin to release those anchors and change your relationship with fear so that you begin in a very powerful way to open to things that you've not been available to. Energetically, you've not been available to. So those dreams and those goals and the things that you have, the desires that you have, are all on the other side of that relationship with fear. So fearisachoicebook.com is where you can go. You can order there. All the links are there for Amazon and Barnes & Noble and IndieBound. You can get Kindle. You can go directly to Amazon. There's really lots of ways that you can order this book, but I encourage you to. And I also, again, want to take a moment to say thank you for all of you who have ordered the book, who are reading the book, who have shared the book. And I ask that if you wouldn't mind, please, we're on a mission here to get more reviews, because reviews help us to elevate the book, right? They bring the book to more people's awareness. And that's really what I would love to do, is this organic experience of people changing their relationship and then sharing that and moving forward. So fearsofchoicebook.com, check it out. I think you'll find after today's show particularly that it could be a great tool for you moving forward. So we'll be back right after this break. All right, we are back, and my world is good. How is your world? This year, and I can't believe we're at July, people. Can you believe this? It's July 2021. So at the beginning of this year, I wanted to create something. I wanted to find a way to create change that, what if you weren't, you know, given all that was going on, and particularly in our country with the political situation and the divisions and all the craziness and all of the things going on, how could we create change? That doesn't necessarily mean I have to go out and march in the streets. It doesn't necessarily mean I have to carry a banner somewhere. I can carry my own banner. I can affect change. And how we do that is we start a movement. And that movement is a movement in energy. It's a movement in our ability to create consciously. The mess that we have, the mess that we live in, the things that we experience that don't serve us are largely due to unconscious creation. So this year of conscious creation, this is about my world is good. It's about 7.5 billion unique worlds that are they're occupying this planet Earth. And those 7.5 billion worlds are all focused into their own creative process. And I wanted to bring a neutral positive energy to that experience so that it's a resonating energy that we can all connect to. And that as you bring my world is good into your experience, you begin to share that and it touches others and they begin to experience it. And sometimes they'll even pick it up. And that's the beauty of a movement. And this movement, and the even more greater part of this movement, is it doesn't require your money or your emails. It doesn't require you to turn over things. It simply requires you to use your energy, focus, and attention and intention to create a powerful shift in consciousness. And my world is good is just that. My world is good 10 times in the morning when you first come back to your body, when you first wake up, 10 times later in the day, and then anytime throughout the day that you may be feeling not in alignment, that you may be feeling out of love. My world is good can tap you right back into that. And we've up the game a little bit, because now we're going to bring in that focused appreciation with it as well. So as you say, my world is good, focus on anything in your environment and focus into the joy of that thing in your environment. It can be a plant, it can be a dog, it can be your bed, it can be anything that you have created that you're in joy of, or that you're appreciating, or that you love, or that you are proud of, whatever it is that stimulates that appreciation as you are focused into my world is good. I appreciate all of you who are out there listening and participating and watching and being a part of this. My world is good. My world is good. Let your world be good. Join the movement. Help us propel this and move it forward. You are amazing human beings with the power of creation. And this year we want to make it conscious creation. Let's not be powerful unconscious creators. Let's be powerful conscious creators. And with that, we're going to get the show off. Thank you very much. We'll see you on the other side. right. We are back and we are diving into the L word. So again, for me, this is an interesting and wonderful conversation. I really sat with us for a bit before I felt comfortable that I wanted to talk about love. Not because I'm embarrassed by love or because I'm uncomfortable in love. It's sort of the elephant in the room experience. It's something we all know of. It's something that's talked about in every form of religion and every form of spirituality. But it's not something that we typically talk about on a day-to-day basis. And maybe that's, you know, when I say talk about it, you know, yeah, we say I love you to our kids or to our spouse, or we say I love you to a friend. We share that love in various ways, but do we really understand what that experience is? And again, the year of conscious creation, I want us to be present in all of the experiences, and in particular, the love experience, because what I have learned and what I've experienced is the incredible power of this energy. And I started really in earnest to focus into the power of love throughout this process as the movement came online. And as I've been looking at the state of the world and things that are happening and where consciousness is and how we are changing and how we're separating and not getting together and how some are getting together. And I really was feeling a sense of frustration because I couldn't see how do we get out of this? The division is the division, and you couldn't even lob anything to the other perspective because they didn't care. They're not interested. And I think it's true in both directions. There's a sense of y'all are crazy, whatever direction you're looking from. And so I thought, what bridges a gap? What is it that I can do? How can I possibly impact? And honestly, I'm telling you the honest to God's truth, the thing that happened for me in meditation is like, have you thought about just loving it? Have you thought about just bringing love into the space? Just emanating love from who you are, finding the core of love within you and expanding that and letting that begin to create change in your world. And so that's what I started to do. In my daily practice, I started to add and began to evolve into this space of emanating and radiating love. And it's sort of a combination of different exercises that I found that when I put them together in this fashion for me were very impactful. And so I'm going to share that exercise with you later in the show. But the point of the exercise and the point of what I'm saying about that is to understand that the exercise is very powerful. And there may be parts of it that don't resonate as strongly for you. So tap into that and find the tweak or the adjustment that suits your energy. Remember, we're all very complex energetic beings that have resonating points in different places. So what may be energizing for me may be depleting for you. So it's important to look at those things because there is no one size fits all. There is how do I focus and direct energy, and then how do I understand my energy so I can get in line with that, so I can figure out how to move my energy in that fashion as well. And that's really how it's happened for me. I'm like, okay, you know, they talk about feeling love, and I know I felt love. And so the process has over time helped me to get clear about what my experience of love is, but more importantly, to recognize when I'm in it and when I'm out. And recognizing that when I'm out, that I need to come back in before I engage the next thing in my world. Because what I found ultimately is that love changes everything, anything. Love brings a whole new, I don't even know the word for it. And we're going to get into this in a little bit here and talk about this definition. But it just, it takes out resistance. And I really want to dive into that piece in defining taking out resistance. But before we do, let's take a moment to focus. This is one of my favorite parts of the show. Is for us, once we have this topic kind of fleshed out and we know where we're going to go a little bit, we have a sense of where this is going to go. I like us to harmonize our energies. I like us to take time to focus in breath and focus in intention so that whole idea of where two or more are gathered, that we have this opportunity here to share energies, and that as we do that, my hope is that I'm answering your questions. If you'd like questions or you have questions, head over to the Adventures in Truth Facebook page. You can type into the live there. It'll come to me on the show, and I'll be happy to respond. But right now, I want you to take a big, deep breath in through the nose And I want you to release that breath from the mouth, in through the nose and out from the mouth. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And allow yourself to settle into where you are right now. Let your eyes settle, soft focus or closed. Of course, if you're driving, that's not a smart idea. But for this purpose, just focusing into the breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth as you become present to this moment. And I want you to become aware of your breath as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Become aware of the quality of your breath. What does your breath feel like? How do you breathe when you breathe? Are you breathing into the chest? Are you breathing into the lower part of the chest? Are you breathing into your belly? Are you breathing lower? Are you breathing into your back? Do you find that there's not much movement in your breath? Or do you find that you have a lot of movement in your breath? Just be aware of the experience of your breath as you breathe, inhaling through the nose and exhaling from the mouth. And again, this is all about being aware, being conscious of your process. Remember, this breath, this breathing process is a process of creation in every breath. You're taking in life force. You're taking in prana and chi, brand new energy. You're breathing into this amazing physical vessel. And then that air is distributed through this physical vessel and into the energetic field as you bring chi and life force to this body. And then as you exhale, you purge, you release old stale energy and air, you let it all go so that you can create again in the next moment, because our breath is the moment. Every breath is the moment. It's a moment of creation. So as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, just be aware of the power of that process. And I want you to become more conscious of that process, because as you learn to manage breath, so too do you learn to manage your energy. Because you become connected deeply to it. And so now, focusing a little wider, be aware of the field that surrounds you. Be aware of the you that you don't necessarily always pay attention to, the true you, the energetic you. Feel that field and the beautiful, magnificent expanse of your energy. Now, and everybody again, in a different place, in a different space. So just notice where your energy is. Notice how big or how contracted it is. Notice how much is in your field, right? As you're sitting in your space and you're breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, you become aware of this field. And then as you focus, I want you to bring your focus into the center of your heart, into the center of your chest, right? You're breathing in this vital life force and it's coming into the heart space and expanding and breathing you, if you allow it. So as you bring that awareness into the center of that heart space, I want you to bring the field that you experience. Feel yourself commanding that field and bring it in. Bring it into the center of your heart space. Feel it as it coalesces there. Feel that warmth radiating through your chest. Feel the tingling that moves through your body as you bring that field into your chest. And I'm asking you to do this because I want you to explore the inside of you. I want you to get in relationship with all that you are, physically and spiritually and energetically. So let's allow that consciousness now to explore. Let it run up through your neck, feeling all those muscles and tendons and blood vessels and all the bone and everything there, just being aware of it. Let it move. Let it move around in your head and begin to have an experience of your own brain. And again, everybody's different. You may feel it, you may sense it, you may smell it, you may see it, you may get images, you may get impressions. Let it be whatever it is. There's no right or wrong way, there's just your way. And as you let that energy and consciousness move around in your brain, just explore this magnificent organ. Reach in and just ping the pituitary. Touch your own little pituitary there while you're in there and be aware of the fluid that is sustaining and holding this brain, this powerful transmitter. And let your consciousness roam around the back to the brainstem and then find the place where that brainstem connects to the cord, to the spinal cord, and be aware of this magnificent chord of resonance and chord of energy and chord of transmission that is just running energy up and down the spine of this body. And it's emanating and sitting in this sacred fluid surrounded by this amazing bone. And then the nerves that come off of that and reach into the physical body, into the organs and the muscles and the tissues. And be aware of the systems that are running through consciously, all the systems that are currently mostly unconsciously operating. Be aware of the harmony of those systems, or be aware of the disharmony of those systems if you're finding yourself struggling with a particular physical issue. But be aware, see it, feel it, experience these systems that are moving without your awareness, and how in your awareness, there is an experience of love. There is an experience of pure love resonating through all of it. Be aware of that. And bring your focus gently back into the heart space as we focus into the part of this where we're going to breathe together for just a few moments. And we're going to breathe in through the nose to a count of four. We're going to fill completely. We're going to rest at the top. Then we're going to surrender it all. We're going to release from the mouth, and we're going to purge to a count of six. So we get all of the deepest parts of the lobes purged with the old energy and air. Then we're going to rest in the space of emptiness. We're going to rest in the space of allowing, ready for that next breath, and then engaging it and carrying on. So walk with me now as we do that. I want you to focus into your heart space, focus into your breath as you begin an inhale through the nose. Two, three, four. Feel that fullness. Notice it in your body. Relax the shoulders and neck as you're breathing. Let it set there. And now choose to purge, release, surrender that breath. Two, three, four, five, six. Beautiful. And just sitting in that empty space, sitting in the void, comfortable and relaxed. As you prepare to engage the lungs, engaging for the next round of breath. Two, three, four. Feeling that fullness. The chest is expanded. The shoulders are back. You're relaxed. And now you surrender it. Exhale. Two, three, four, five, six. And resting in that peace, resting in that joy, resting in that space of awareness. As you re-engage the lungs, inhaling, two, three, four, you're full, you're expanded, you're relaxed. And then you release, two, three, four, five, six. And now resting in the void, resting in the space of allowing, resting in the emptiness, continuing the breath process, inhaling, two, good, continuing on your own. As you continue to fill, be aware of the flow of energy, feel that happening. As you are conscious of your breath, as you take that breath in and you hold and you release and then you hold again and inhale again, notice the flow of energy up and down the spine as you do that. Notice the alignment that begins to occur, the settling that begins to occur in your field as you follow this breath. Notice, be aware of all that's happening. That's what this process is about, being conscious and continuing that breath process. Take in these words, let them wash over you. Don't attach to them, just let them be, feel them through you and let them resonate in you. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I inform and guide that expression as the pure expression of God. I show up as God. I connect as God. I align as God. I am creation realized, and from that, I create, expand, and engage. I am. Beautiful, and feel that amazing breath continuing, allowing yourself to gently become aware of this space again, bringing yourself back into this moment, into this space. As we begin and continue, as we continue our conversation about the L word. And I do love it. So as we started to say, so we get into this idea of love. So I thought, where's the best place to start here? Let's talk about how you experience love, because that's the first part of being conscious. What is the experience? So what is love? And the initial answer when I was asking that question was all the surface stuff. Love is beautiful. Love is flowers. Love is kind. Love is supportive. Love is allowing. Love is all these beautiful qualities. And I'm going to suggest that love is more than qualities. Love is more about a state of being. And I say a state of being because love can only really abide in beingness, because it is beingness. And what do I mean by that? Well, it is the essence of who we are. So we're not without it ever. Do we restrict it? Do we cut ourselves off from our flow? Absolutely. But it is never not a part of our experience. It's only not a part of our perception. Very important part. It's never not a part of our experience, but it may be not a part of our perception. I think that's a powerful distinction. And so let's talk a minute about love. So how I experience love, and I think this is important because, again, we all have our own version of this experience. So the first thing that I have as a part of how do I experience love is I experience a non-resistant state. And a non-resistant state means I can look at anything happening in my world and not be in reaction to it. I can observe things that are potentially a problem or potentially negative or potentially a positive and potentially very uplifting, but I can observe them all from a non-resistant place. So when I am in love, I don't fight. When I am in a state of love, I don't argue. When I'm in a state of love, I don't fight. Let me see if I can bring an example. So I have a dear friend who I went through a challenging time with. And it is a pattern that I have observed in my life, sourcing from different things. But this pattern was one of confusion for me, because something will happen. Someone will do something that's completely seemingly out of character or completely out of the ordinary, and it affects me deeply in a way that kind of throws me completely off my game. And it throws me into a place of wondering and blaming. Really, I get on myself. What did I do? Why did I create this? And then I noticed this process and I stopped and I said, wait a second. This has happened before. You know this process. You know this feeling. So why are you creating it again? What is it about this that you've not yet learned or surrendered or whatever it is that needs to happen? And what I recognized is that as I would think about it, I would start to generate in my mind this amperage. I'd start to generate this energy about this process. And it was always about trying to push a resolution, trying to find a resolution where it was quote unquote win-win, because that's how I want to approach my world. So did the thing that happened or the thing that occurred between us hurt? Yes, it did. Was it something that caused pain for me? It was, but it was mine, right? It was that because of my trigger, because of my personal process that it affected me. So immediately the mind started to generate all kinds of thought process about that and all kinds of things and trying to get in line with my desire to find resolution. So it would constantly throw up all this negative stuff that I was trying to resolve in my mind, and I wasn't getting anywhere. And what it was doing was it was causing my energy to go from a good, reasonable, balanced space to a downward spiral, because I would keep going in that realm, thinking in that realm of you did this to me and I'm hurt and I need you to understand why. And we weren't talking and I didn't feel it was my place. I didn't feel like it was going to resolve by doing anything like that. So I just sat with it and I continued to sit with it. And I decided to focus on losing my resistance to the process. So I already knew I was charged, right? I already knew I was triggered out of my mind. And so I had to make a conscious decision to not attend to that trigger. And what do I mean by that? Well, as I was taking my walk and my mind would start to spiral down that path, And I would start to go, well, if he did this, and if I said this, and if he would just do this, and if this would just happen, and this would just happen. And again, I'm in battle. I'm in fight. My energy's in conflict. I'm not in love. I'm not in a non-resistant place. And I would immediately stop where I was. I would, as soon as I was aware I was there, I would stop and go, this is not where I want to be. And I would consciously choose in that moment to shift the space to something positive. And initially what I had to do was think about times that we shared positive things together. And so I started to do that. If I started to go down that rabbit hole, I go, yeah, but remember when we did X, Y, and Z and X, Y, and Z, and this happened and that happened and the joy that we felt, and my energy would start to spin up. And then I would feel the sadness because I didn't have that anymore. And that's okay, because that's part of the mourning process. I don't have to dwell in it. I don't have to be attached to it. And I certainly don't have to resist it. But I can simply feel the love that that experience was and the absence of it, which is the sadness I feel now, or felt then, I should say. So non-resistant state. So that was one way for me to do that. And then each time I did it, I built greater strength around doing that. Until I started to, in my daily practice and my meditations, to bring that person into my love space that I was generating. We're going to do that exercise here shortly. Generating that love energy and surrounding and embracing them with my love. Nothing more, nothing less. Just embracing with my love and practicing that over and over and over again. And then the situation changed, because when I completely reached a place of non-resistance, meaning it didn't matter when I left the house, I didn't care if we ran into each other. I didn't avoid saying hi. I wasn't in any kind of avoidance or resistance. I just wasn't engaged because I didn't think there was a friendship there. And based on the actions, I felt like that was no longer the case. So I could lose my resistance. I could still feel the sadness, but I could reflect in the joy of the experiences that we had and what a joy that was. And my heart would mend and my heart will change. And it did, and it does. So anyway, I got very far afield in there just because I wanted to start with that non-resistant state. So the next place that I find when I'm in the state of love is a connected state, meaning I am aware of and connected to all that's in my immediate now environment, whether it's a plant or my dog or the house or whatever it is. I'm in a non-resistant state and I'm connected. So as I put my attention on various things, I can connect quickly and I can be involved in that in this now moment. So that, for instance, my dog is trying to talk to me, right? I'm doing whatever I'm doing throughout the day and my dog's trying to get my attention, and I can stop because I feel connected and see that he is wanting my attention, and I can fully attend to him for a moment. And I can say, hey, what's going on? And I can feel into that relationship. And then I can respond to his need in the moment, potentially, depending on what it is. The same thing happens with all kinds of different things. The connected state means you're connected to flow. And that flow allows you to move with ease through all of the different things that you do. So you don't put resistance in anything. You know, so we'll go there again. So the next piece I had on my list of my love experience is satisfied. I wrote satisfied because to me, everything feels satisfying, whether I'm eating, whether I'm looking at nature, whether I'm working, whether I'm walking, it doesn't matter, that wherever I am, I can take a snapshot with my vision. And that snapshot is deeply satisfying, because I'm in a non-resistant place that feels so deeply connected. And then on top of that is this awareness. You become aware and sensitive to all that's going on, the ebbs and flows of energy. And it's a remarkable thing, because that's part of flow. So that flow allows you to easily move between activities, between projects, between work, between relationship. There's no resistance to it. So it flows easily. And that state of love feels, again, as I talk about it, I can't help but say it, it's a deeply connected. I feel satisfied in the moment. And I'm so aware of my moment, so aware of it, each moment. Just like we were talking about with the breath. Hey, that's my moment. I'm in breath. I'm taking in the moment. and I'm releasing the last moment. I'm taking in this new moment and surrendering the past. I'm taking in this new moment, surrendering old energy. I'm taking in this new moment and releasing resistance. I'm taking in this new moment and aligning to flow. That's what your breath is doing every time you become conscious of that process. So how do you experience love out there? I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear in the comments if you see this later. How do you experience love? And take that experience deeply, because if you are associating love with only the context of a relationship, then you're missing 90% of the experience, because that relationship has to start here. That relationship built here. So the more you can peel back the layers of how do you experience love, it may be that your first experience of love was in a relationship of some sort. So your first experience of allowing love may be there. But then you have to take that experience out of relationship to other and bring it into relationship with self. So that's the starting point for how we experience, for how I experience love. How do you experience love? And again, I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on that, because I think it's a profound topic. And so let's move into the focus and expansion of that focus. So remember, we've talked a lot over time about perception, and the perception is simply the reflection back to you of your beliefs, ideas, and thoughts and feelings. And they're reflected to you so that you can be aware in your physical environment. It isn't that the physical environment happens and then you're having an experience. You have an experience that then becomes awareness in your physical environment that is reflected back to you, so that you can see the result of your energy. You can see the result of your creations to know where you are in relation to this powerful alignment with love. So remember that anytime you put focus on something, you are expanding that thing. Anything that you put your focus, everything you put your focus on, let's try it that way, I didn't like this. Everything you put your focus on expands. So if you are attending, if you are putting attention to the negative aspects of your life, then you are expanding that aspect of your life, which means that if you are not connected to love, that you are now going to be thoroughly in resistance, because you are focused into a problem and that problem now expands, and now it becomes on you, it becomes all over you, it becomes a deep problem. So as I was talking about my relationship with my friend, as I focused into the negative aspect is what I felt, is what I experienced, disconnection, lack of satisfaction, resistance. And stuck in a moment in history and not feeling connected to my flow. So the important part, remember in what I shared with you earlier, the important part was to change the focus so that the focus wasn't into what the mind decided it wanted to be, but what the heart wants it to be. And so as I began to do that, my focus then became about the love and not about the issue. And if the issue tried to creep in, I would say, thank you, but no, thank you. I am focused in love right now. Sometimes I would even say it out loud, because my mind wants to interject. That's what it does. The mind is this incredible, but pain in the ass receptor of all things, right? It's just taking in all the information that you're accumulating, and it's storing it in the warehouse, ready and waiting for you to give it a command. And if your command is focus on negative, guess what the mind is going to do? It's going to run back into that warehouse, and it's going to bring you everything you can think of to support the version of that that you need in that moment, or that you think you need, or that it thinks you need, or probably more truly. So again, where you put your focus is where the expansion takes place. So why not focus into love and let that expand? You already know if you focus into the negativity, that's what you're going to get. You live it. We all live it. We've all lived that experience. But again, as I started the show with, when I chose to step into that love, when I chose to embrace it and begin to work with it as a practical, powerful, all-encompassing tool, the changes were miraculous. Miraculous, I'm telling you. The situation with this friend, I was coming back from a walk, and And I come down the stairs and he was hanging out with his dog and I had my dog. And I was walking down the sidewalk and I looked up and I waved and he looked at me. And for the first time in months, we connected, really connected. And he said, "Come here." And I walked over and there were, I think there were words, but basically there was a connection. We looked at each other and the love was there and we hugged and just hugged for a minute. And it felt incredible and it felt done, like done. And I was just, my mind was completely blown because I felt like I'd finally found the secret to that process that had plagued my life for all of my life. I've had this type of situation show up periodically throughout my life and have always tried to walk it to the best of my ability. But usually the way it worked is that it was the end of the relationship. It was the end of. And so I came to terms with that and moved on. And there was tons of forgiveness and tons of release, but it was not resolved in love as this was. And this to me was a profound resolution in love because in the moment of it, there was nothing but the love. And even after that moment, we've spent tons of time together over the intervening time and have been just, the power of it in our relationship has changed. The power, the relationship is amazing. But the thing that's even more amazing is that in the context, my mind wanted to still have the conversation. So for a couple of days, there was this desire to slip something in somewhere where we could talk about it. And I thought, why do I need to talk about it? Because the ego wants to be able to say that it said what it thought it should say. That's all. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And I thought, is it necessary to the situation? Absolutely not. Because what I experienced at that moment when love returned was a complete release of all that energy. And so that was my response. Don't need it. There's no discomfort. There's no problem. We're both aware. We're both adults. We're both conscientious people. And so profound change. So the focus and the expansion of that focus is important to recognize. When you focus, what you focus on, and it doesn't matter how small or big it is, it expands. So if you put your attention into love, it expands. And if it expands, and as it continues to expand, it expands as love. And it continues to expand as love, and suddenly your field is filled with love. And so what leaves you is filled with love. What comes through your field is filtered through love. So you have created a non-resistant state to flow in. Pretty powerful stuff, isn't it? We're going to take a quick break. And on the other side, we're going to dive into an exercise. So I'll see you on the other side.
Science of Transformation Method, and I can't tell you the difference that it's made in my life.
This program is all about you coming into the greatest form of you. Hey guys, if you're looking to create some very powerful, positive change, the Science of Transformation is a place to go. I would love to work with you. I've been working with clients for, gosh, a lot of years, close to a decade in this work. And I had a center in San Diego for five years. And now in Denver, doing remote work and live work. the science of transformation is about really tapping into that experience, but it's a powerful, powerful program that connects you to your breath, but more deeply connects you to the essence of who you are. And so in changing the dynamic of where the energy is focused in your body, we begin to change the focus of and spinning that energy up to a place where you begin to experience the world from a changed relationship with fear and a powerful relationship with love, but even a more powerful connection to self. So thesciencetransformation.com, check it out. You could, there's videos, there's testimonials. I'd love to see you, love to talk to you, love to work with you. I do a free consultation to talk about the work, to see if it's something that resonates and works for you. And then I also offer an introductory package for the first two sessions so that you can experience the work in continuity and then make a decision for yourself. So again, www.thescientetransformation.com. Check it out and hit me up. I'd love to talk to you. All right. And so back to it, the exercise, invoking love as we finish up our hour today. We're going to do another quick focus meditation. And this is a part of what I do every day to invoke love, to bring it forward in my energy. Again, I don't think there's a right or wrong way. I don't know that I know all of the ins and outs. I just know what works for me. And I ask you to take that as a foundation for you and then let it feel into you, feel into it in your own experience, and then make adjustments that help propel your energy forward. So what I like to do here is the first part, and we've talked about this before, is activating the spine. So relaxing it and just kind of moving the body around in a way that you activate and open up the spine. So you can stretch, you can bend, you can wiggle, whatever you need to do to just sort of get the spine activated and involved. And let yourself settle into that deep centered space that we had earlier. Go into the heart space, just focusing into the breath, in through the nose and out through the mouth. And for some of you, you may use, there's a mudra where your hands are like so. This is a very powerfully energizing mudra to me. This is a powerful, and the hands go down. And this for me amplifies the experience. Feel your way into it. It may be too much. You may not notice it. Either way, let it be what it is. So we're going to focus into the center of the heart space. And I want you to focus into that spark that is the essence of who you are, the spark of the divine that animates this entire experience. You don't have to necessarily understand it. You don't have to know it. Just feel into it and bring your awareness to that spark in the center of your heart. And then consciously choose, consciously, I say this out loud, I radiate and emanate the energy of pure, unconditional love from the spark of the divine in the center of my heart. And with each breath, I radiate and emanate the energy of pure love illuminated by the light of loving kindness. And as I radiate this energy, as I breathe and I feel the expansion of this energy, it creates a giant orb of pure, unconditional love that is illuminated by the light of loving kindness. And I sit in that giant orb as that orb embraces my entire field of energy. And I am aware of the love that is penetrating my field, that is healing and connecting my field, that is aligning me to love. And I rest in it, and I allow myself to be illuminated by the light of loving kindness. And as that orb is embracing my field, all the energy that leaves my field, anything that I'm putting my attention on, I'm putting my attention on through love because my field is saturated in love. But even more importantly, everything that comes from outside to the inside, as it penetrates your field, is saturated in love, so that you are in a space of non-resistance. Breathe that. Feel that powerful energy of pure love illuminated by the light of loving kindness. And as you feel that amazing orb embracing your field, connect to these words. This comes from the Mata Brahmana. I appreciate that I am well. I appreciate that I am happy. I appreciate that I am free from suffering. I appreciate that I am well. I appreciate that I am happy. I appreciate that I am free from suffering. And one more time, feeling it deeply, I appreciate that I am well. I appreciate that I am happy. I appreciate that I am free from suffering. And I feel that powerful energy radiating from me. And out of that beautiful love energy, I have a desire to expand, and I expand this orb of pure love illuminated by the light of loving kindness to embrace the community in which I live. Let that orb expand out to the community in which I live and feel that orb embrace that community and saturate it in pure unconditional love. Feel it illuminate with the light of loving kindness. And then feeling from my heart, directly from my heart to the hearts of all sentient beings within that sphere of influence, within that orb of pure unconditional love, illuminated by the light of loving kindness. And from my heart to your heart, may you all be well. May you all be happy. May you all be free from suffering. And as I share that love from my heart to yours, may you receive it. May you integrate it. May this love spark the fire in your soul. May it ignite the love in your life. May you be well. May you all be happy. May you all be free from suffering. May you all be well. May you all be happy. May you all be free from suffering. Beautifully done. And just relish that experience of just bathing in pure unconditional love. And feel that urge, that desire to expand. And if you feel it again, expand even further. Let that bring individuals in your world that you feel conflict with, that you feel stuck, that you feel unsure of, that you feel confused by. It doesn't matter. Anywhere that you feel a resistance with another human, bring that human into this orb of love. And breathe. And as you surround and saturate them in pure, unconditional love, illuminated by the light of loving kindness, again, from your heart to the hearts of all sentient beings within that sphere of influence. Feel, share the love, radiate love, connect with love in this sphere, in this orb of pure love. And just bathe those individuals and yourself in this pure love, surrendering and releasing resistance so that you can be fully present in your experience to step into the step that love would create. And you can continue this exercise, and again, invoking, may you all be happy. May you all be well. May you all be free from suffering. May you all be well. May you all be happy. May you all be free from suffering. May you all be well. May you all be happy, and may you all be free from suffering. And feel that love as it penetrates, as it saturates. And then you may feel the desire to expand even more, because love just loves expansion. And what I do after that is I focus that love and I expand that love to encompass the earth, so that I am in the center of the earth, radiating and emanating the pure energy of love, illuminated by the light of loving kindness. This giant orb completely encasing the entire earth, saturating it in pure, unconditional love, and illuminating everything in the light of loving kindness. And then from my heart to the hearts of all sentient beings on this planet and beyond, may you all be well. May you all be happy, and may you all be free from suffering. May you all be well. May you all be happy, and may you all be free from suffering. May you all be well. May you all be happy, and may you all be free from suffering. And just breathe in again, breathing in through the nose and completely surrendering from the mouth. and bring that giant orb, feeling it surrounding your field once again, so that everything that leaves is coated with love and everything that comes is saturated with love. And feel the power of that. Do you notice the non-resistance? Did you notice in the process parts of you just letting go? Just peace flew off. A chunk of resistance just left. A chunk of negativity just fell off. Because when you don't attend to it, nothing holds it in place anymore. There's no reason for it to be there. It's just story. You don't need story, right? So that non-resistant state, suddenly you're feeling a little more connected. You may even feel some love or connection to the person that you're struggling with. Just be in that experience. It doesn't have to change what they do. They're going to do what they do. Love, love, because then you are unattached. And if they can't experience the love, they're going to go away. They're going to move on their own, because that love will be a rub that they don't want to deal with. It's okay. But don't be in resistance. Be completely in a space of non-resistance. And did you feel the satisfaction? Did you feel the satisfaction and joy in that love expansion? And how your awareness changes? And how the flow feels? Because as you expand more and you expand more, and as you do it more consistently, the changes that you begin to see, the changes in your perception, the changes in your ability to interact and your ability to feel and experience what's happening in your life changes so radically. And then we come back to fear is a choice, because it is. But fear is a choice outside of love. So thank you. I appreciate you. I love you. I love that I get to share with you. I love that you share with me. I love that connection. It's deeply satisfying. I love that I can feel a flow over the course of this hour that allows me to talk about this topic in a way that I've never talked about it before, that allows me to connect to it in a way that I've never connected to it before, that allows me to share it with you in a way that I've never shared it before. What an amazing experience. This moment of shared love right here, right now, that takes us all to the next level of our experience. You guys are amazing. Thank you for being a part of the show today. I look forward to seeing you the next time. You can check us out all over the world. We are all over the world, on all major podcasts and as live. So thank you for being part of this experience today. Thank you for letting me share my experience of love. And I would love to hear about your experience when you're able. You can comment on the show. You can comment on the podcast. I appreciate you guys. And we will see you next time. Thanks for being here. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Livecast. Please like, subscribe, and share. If you'd like to learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, check it out at www.fearisachoicebook.com. Also check out Moments of Truth, a new offering from Adventures in Truth. If you'd like to work with Jim, check out www.thescienceTransformation.com. to book a session. Tune in live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time and every Friday 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, or look for our new releases and podcasts every Monday. Until next time, be well, and we'll see you again on Adventures in Truth Livecast.